Hace Inglés presenta Into the Story, el podcast para aprender inglés con historias reales contadas por gente de todo el mundo. Today's story is about opening a restaurant. Hoy vas a mejorar tu inglés con la historia de una emprendedora abriendo un restaurante en Perth, en el oeste de Australia. Desde pequeña, nuestra protagonista, Caitlin, estaba acostumbrada a que su familia le diera mucha importancia a la comida y a la buena compañía alrededor de la mesa. Siempre supo que quería trabajar con algo relacionado con la comida.
And food is how you come together and show each other how you love each other. And then I also just wanted to own a restaurant in general. So it was definitely part of my calling and it's something that I had to do in my life.
Finally, the idea for a restaurant comes to mind while Caitlin and her business partner, Ziad, are traveling around Spain visiting tapas bars. They're inspired to bring Middle Eastern culture and food to Australia in a new and interesting way. From there, they begin creating recipes and testing their food on friends and family. Let's listen to Caitlin's story now and find out how they created the Hummus Club and brought their restaurant to life. Antes de empezar, veamos algunas de las palabras y expresiones que escucharás durante la historia de Caitlin. Firstly, a foodie. A foodie, F-O-O-D-I-E, is a modern English word used to describe someone interested in gourmet food and eating at restaurants. In today's episode, you'll hear Caitlin describe growing up with food as part of her family's culture and becoming a foodie. Next, a side hustle. A side hustle, H-U-S-T-L-E, is an expression used to describe a source of income or job that someone does at the same time as their main full-time job. So a side hustle often starts as a hobby or a project that people do for fun, and then it develops into work over time. A side hustle. Next, a pop-up space. A pop-up space is used to describe a temporary shop or commercial area in which a business can operate in for a short period of time. For example, beach bars in Spain, Los Chiringuitos, could be described as pop-up restaurants because they sometimes appear on the beach in summer and they are later removed during the winter. In today's episode, you'll hear Caitlin talking about opening up a pop-up restaurant in a shopping arcade or shopping center, un centro comercial, a pop-up space. Next, derelict. Derelict is an adjective used to describe buildings or places that are in very bad condition because nobody has cared for them. En español diríamos en ruinas. Derelict. And finally, to follow through with something. This phrasal verb, to follow through with something, is used to mean completing a project, task, or action from beginning to end. For example, we can say follow through with a promise, cumplir una promesa, or follow through with a plan, seguir el plan hasta el final. We could also use follow through in a sentence like, I wanted to become a lawyer for a long time, but I didn't follow through. To follow through with something. Aprovecha al máximo este episodio bajándote la transcripción, la ficha de vocabulario y un test de comprensión visitando haceinglés.com/podcast. Te dejamos el enlace en las notas del programa. Okay, let's get into the story.
My name's Caitlin Atarovich, and I live in Perth, Western Australia. So my mum's Croatian, and also my dad was born in Croatia. And food, I guess it's that Eastern European culture, which is like you feed everyone, and food is how you come together and show each other how you love each other. Yeah, and my family are great cooks. My nan's a great cook, and also my mum is a fantastic cook, and I've always been interested in food. When I was younger, I wanted to be a chef. And then I also just wanted to own a restaurant in general. So it was definitely part of my calling, and it's something that I had to do in my life.
Food had clearly always been a big part of Caitlin's life and culture growing up. Now it was just about waiting for an idea and finding an opportunity to make her dream of owning a restaurant come true.
My business partner and I, we were traveling around Spain at the time. Yeah, and we actually were on a bus tour, and we were dropping into all the little tapas places in different cities of Spain. And I was like, you know, why isn't there more mezza places in Perth? Mezza in the Middle East is shared plates. No one will have their own particular dish. All the dishes will just be in the middle of the table, and everyone will share it. Everyone will pass it around and share it. So we wanted to bring that idea to Perth. My business partner is Middle Eastern origin. So he was born in Lebanon. And I remember, like, a lot of the times that we would eat his family's cooking, etc. And yeah, and it would be really amazing. And I was always a big foodie. And I was always thinking, you know, more people need to try this food. We wanted to really change perceptions of what people thought the Middle East was, and also change perceptions of what people thought the Middle Eastern food was as well. So, yeah, getting the ideas from the tapas bar in Spain, where there's just a lot of little different dishes and food. So we then went back. We started testing recipes, etc. We chose hummus because it's a really universal dish and that a lot of people know as well. But, you know, it was also that coming together medium. So we always wanted people to really feel comfortable and, you know, accepted, etc. And we wanted, like, a plate of hummus. Doesn't matter your race, gender, religion, you come together and you just enjoy that time and that space with each other. And we launched a market stall soon after. And we just wanted to start small. It was intense, like, because we were full-time jobs as well. So I'm a pharmacist, my business partner is an engineer. So we were working full-time jobs and then doing this on the side on the weekends. And it was like a side hustle, basically. There was a lot of work, though, involved in getting everything to the market stall, getting registrations, setting it all up, getting the marquee, getting all the van packed, etc. We woke up at like 3 a.m., like really stressed out that we had enough staff, like we were double-checking everything.
Caitlin and Ziad work like crazy to make the market a success. Ziad is frying fresh falafel and Caitlin is serving hungry customers. Even though that first day was a success, they discover that setting up and serving food at a market is difficult, and there are a lot of things that can go wrong.
You know, our fridges would turn off, or like, and the hummus would go off, or like the fryer would like literally blow up in our faces. Like, it was very dangerous taking out a fryer out of a van into the market stall, etc. You know, and then like having to like drain the oil and things like that. But yeah, there was so many windy conditions, like can blow your marquee away.
Caitlin and Ziad noticed the popularity of the Hummus Club growing quickly. Life starts to get complicated as they balance their full-time jobs with running the market stalls on the side.
Yeah, so the market stalls were really popular. Like, we were blown away by all the support. We became really popular. We became one of the most popular market stalls in Perth. And we started off with one market, and then we were doing about 3 to 4 a week. And we just kept on growing and growing and growing. And then it just became so popular that I was spending a lot, because I was all the admin and the back end and doing social media. It was a particular day, and I just thought to myself, I am being a really bad employee right now because I'm spending all my time. I'm literally doing scripts and stuff, but then once I've done that, I'm like organizing the market stalls and like working out registrations and all the back end stuff. And I was like, you've got to make a decision now. And that was when I was like, okay, I've got to go full time in the market stalls. It was a big decision to leave something that I'd been studying for like 5-6 years, but I knew I had to take the risk. Like, it was an intuitive thought within me, and it was both a relief, but also like, wow, what am I doing? You know, like, I think all emotions go through your head when you go through those big decisions in life. But, you know, like 30 minutes later, I was ecstatic, really, because I was like, wow, I'm going along a new path. And then we got actually offered a little pop-up space in Trinity Arcade. And it wasn't something that we thought that we were going to do. We just wanted to go straight into sort of like the big restaurant space. But we thought, no, we need to make a logical step. So then we did that. We went into the pop-up space. But doing that, then my business partner also had to quit his job as well.
Caitlin and Ziad spent 9 months in the pop-up restaurant. Then they realized that it was time to go bigger. They found a restaurant space on William Street, Northbridge, a lively suburb of Perth known for its food and nightlife, but a lot of work still needed to be done to transform the building into the Hummus Club.
The potential was huge when we walked into that space, but in the same breath, I would say it was also just like a derelict building. So we really had to put some imagination into what it could be. But it was a really cool building on William Street. There was going to be like a deck made, and it would be the only place on William Street that had that sort of view and like street side dining. So, the potential was huge, but it was a massive job because we had never fitted out or designed a kitchen, let alone a restaurant before, and it was an old residential building, so there was a lot to do. And a lot of people just were like, oh, you're going to open a hummus restaurant in Northbridge? People would laugh at our idea, but we knew what we wanted to do and we knew what our mission was.
The business partners were inspired by modern Middle East street art and underground Arabic music when designing the restaurant. They wanted to serve real Middle Eastern food and share Middle Eastern culture with Australians in a cool and modern way. After months of hard work and renovations, testing out the menu and setting up all the procedures to run a restaurant, they were finally ready to open.
And then the opening day was also very stressful because you just want everyone to like it and know that you're doing a good job, know you've done it for something, because we had quit our jobs to do this, to follow this through and open it up. And you have to just push that aside and just go, okay, this is what it is now. Let's do this. We didn't know if people were going to come. We didn't advertise it that much because we just wanted it to sort of be an organic sort of opening. But we did also have a lot of support from our social media following and followers.
After that opening night, the Hummus Club has continued to grow. People loved the restaurant concept and the modern Middle Eastern shared plates that Caitlin, Ziad, and their team had to offer.
We've been there for 4.5 years now, and it's still just as busy as ever. We're always changing menus and we've got a new team. We released our spice ranges during COVID. So now we've got like some spices as well that people can pick up and take home and use in their own cooking. I definitely feel that we've achieved success in wanting to do what we came out to achieve. I know at the end of the day, we have changed the Perth food scene and brought something really different to Perth.
Caitlin continues to work with the team at the Hummus Club, serving up Middle Eastern food to their loyal, hummus-loving customers in Perth. Outside of work, Caitlin enjoys spending time with her family, her dog Zeus, and other foodie friends as they try out other restaurants in Perth's ever-growing restaurant scene. Thank you for being here and listening to this story about a side hustle turning into opening a restaurant. Si te gusta nuestro podcast y quieres apoyarnos, déjanos 5 estrellas en iTunes y así también ayudarás a otras personas como tú a mejorar su inglés gratis. Okay, that's all for today. Until next time, we hope that you have a good time, or at least a good story to tell.